It's Jonathan Pryce, and Alex Sampson continues to make a name for himself big time in the music industry, and he's got a very exciting night ahead of him on one of the biggest television shows in the world. Alex, first of all, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, John, for having me. I'd love to be here.
Let's get started on where this all began. What first led you towards a love of music and making it?
You know, John, it's going to sound super, super cliche, and I hate sounding cliche, but I mean, it's the truth. I have always been into music. There's not a day that went by growing up where it wasn't blasting from my house, and you can thank my dad for that. I love music. I always have. I've loved singing, and once I started finally writing my own, I can't get enough of it. It's my passion. It's my hobby. It's my job. Honestly, it's my first true love in a really weird way. But I just feel like ever since I was little, it was something that God called me to do. And I love doing it. And I hope I get to do it for the rest of my life.
Well, it shows that you're in it for the right reasons. And I think as your career continues to grow, the fact that you are in it for the right reasons means that you've got a good head on your shoulders. What would you say your first big break was?
Ooh, that's a good question. My first big break, actually, when I released my first song way back in 2019, I feel old. That's crazy saying that. You know, I can't believe COVID happened 4 years ago. Wow. Off topic. My first song, Stay Here, came out November 15th, 2019. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I had a pretty decent social following, but I wasn't expecting anything huge. And when the song came out, I was in school then. I was in middle school. And my teacher decided to play the video for the song in front of the class on the big smart board for everybody to see while I was there. And I took the opportunity to film it because I thought it would be funny and I thought it'd be, you know, a cute moment to show my fans online. So I posted that video that day and it just went ballistic on social media. It went huge on TikTok. And I think, honestly, to this day, it's one of my most popular videos. And it just made the song do really well. It made the video do really well. I think the music video for Stay Here is sitting at just over 3 million views right now. And that was the first really big viral moment I had. And I'm so grateful that it was for my first song. So I'd say probably that.
And I know that you have had unbelievable success with social media and following your music and your videos. You actually have a new song right now, Pretty Baby. Can you tell us a little bit about that track?
Yeah, of course. So I wrote Pretty Baby back in October. I went into Montreal, actually. So this is a Canadian written song, fully Canadian. I wrote it with a good buddy of mine. His name's John Nathaniel. He's a phenomenal producer. He works with One Republic and a lot of big artists. And we went in and we wrote three songs that week, and Pretty Baby was one of them. I really wanted like a slow dance song because I felt like I didn't really have one. And it was actually John's idea to be like, what if we made it kind of 60s and like doo-wop-y? And I was like, I'm so down. And then we wrote Pretty Baby. And it really came to us pretty quickly. I think we wrote the song in like 15 minutes. I love the song so much. It's actually out now. And my fans seem to love it. So I'm really glad. And I have a project on the way that follows that sound as well. So I'm excited for everybody to hear it.
Definitely stay tuned. Tonight's episode, you are going to be auditioning on America's Got Talent, one of the biggest shows on TV. What does getting this chance to audition mean to you?
I mean, honestly, John, it means everything. From my 5 years of experience in the music industry, it'll be 5 years this November. I've never had such an opportunity like this. And it's honestly such a blessing. And I've been working so hard behind the scenes. I can't say much, but I can say I'm really excited. I hope everybody loves my performance. It's just such a big opportunity, and I'm really, really hoping for the best here because I really want this to just go as big as it possibly can. But it's such a blessing and such an opportunity. I've never been or done anything kind of like this before, so it's very nerve-wracking.
Alex Sampson, tonight, 7 p.m. start time, America's Got Talent. Make sure you're watching, and there is actually going to be a watch party tonight in Atikokan. It's being hosted by the good people at The Great on Little Falls Road, and this is something where people can come out and they can cheer you on. They can hopefully get some great food deals and watch the show live as it unfolds. And they've been told to bring their signs. They've been told to bring their voices because apparently the America's Got Talent people want party organizers to send video clips in on the event. Now, are you going to be there?
I am, in fact, going to be there. And a cool thing about this is when everybody sees my audition for the first time, I'm seeing it for the first time. They don't send me anything beforehand. I don't see any of my episode. I don't see any of any episode. So I'm watching it the exact same time as everybody else is watching it. I'm going to be there, and I can't wait. And I'm very excited to see all my friends and family come and support me. Hometown, of course. Woo!
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, this is talk about hometown boy done more than good. What does being from Atikokan and from Northwestern Ontario mean to you as you go on this really fantastic musical journey?
I mean, Dude, it's crazy being here because my life, at some parts, it kind of feels like I'm living a double life, if that makes sense. You know, my home life is so much different than my Los Angeles life in the best way possible. I don't think I would be able to survive if I didn't have this place to come back to. I love it here, and it's really nice to just come back and be Alex instead of just being Alex Sampson every single day, if that makes sense. I love it here. My family's here, and I'm always going to be coming back here, I think, to ground myself, and I think it's going to help keep me grounded. But it's Canada. I mean, it's God's country. It's gorgeous.
Alex Sampson, good luck with the audition tonight. America's Got Talent. I mean, I know you'll be watching it for the first time. There's not much else you can say, but I'm certain the party will be well attended this evening. Once again, if you're going to be in the Atikokan area tonight, come out to the Grill on Little Falls Road. Alex will be there. You can watch, you can celebrate, you can have some fun. Thank you for your time. I have a feeling this is just going to be the beginning of even more bigger and better things.
I sure hope so.